This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. A La Crosse-based nonpartisan group called Leader Ethics is working to raise awareness about a concept called fusion voting. If, like me, you're new to that subject, it's the idea that political candidates can basically collect coalitions of endorsements instead of just being the candidate of a single party. There's a little bit more to it than that, and we're going to talk about it today on Morning Edition. Lee Rosch is the head of Leader Ethics. He joins me now to share his perspective on fusion voting and talk about a local discussion on the issue that's happening later this week. Lee, welcome back to WPR.
Delighted to be here.
So this was a new idea for me, fusion voting. Tell me about fusion voting. It doesn't happen right now in Wisconsin, but it used to. What's the history behind the idea?
Well, the fusion voting concept actually goes back to the formation of our country, and it was in substantial use for the first 120 years of our nation's history. And essentially, it's pretty simple. It allows third parties or multiple alternative parties to nominate candidates, and they can be a member of another political party. And when the votes are tallied, it allows those votes to be combined. And it means that we have different views that come from third parties that are allowed to support like-minded candidates from other parties. And essentially, it means that the third parties don't take away votes, quote unquote, from the major parties, but rather they contribute to our involvement and our thinking in our elections process.
There are already lots of political parties in addition to the Democrats and Republicans, or what some people would call like the two major party or the big two. Why would fusion voting offer something different to voters?
Let's look at it this way. So if we are bringing candidates forward for a state office election, and a third party is bringing forward campaign finance reform, and we know there are members of both parties that are looking for some legislative change in the areas of campaign finance. So if they reach out to an incumbent from the Democratic or Republican Party and nominate that individual, that means that their votes are combined to support something that they are seeking to have. But think of it this way. And our current divisiveness with the two political parties, it's working in the opposite direction. If you have a third party running on any issue, many voters view them as taking away votes from one of the two major parties. And so all of the pressure is there to remove the third party involvement and have it go directly to one of the other major parties. And essentially, we're trying to bring back something that was used effectively in our history that allows different views to come forward in elections and let the voters aggregate where we should be electing people and who should be elected.
Now, this is an idea that, as you talked about, is not without foundation in the country's history. When did this practice become disallowed in Wisconsin?
Well, let me answer first by showing you some examples where it was used predominantly, and then I think you can get a perspective of why they wanted to change it. But, you know, the Republican Party was formed in 1854 in Ripon, Wisconsin, and the people that came together to form that party were anti-slavery independents. They were free soilers. There were former Whigs. And they came together and in a combination effort formed the Republican Party. And then about 11 years later, after the Civil War in North Carolina, we had an election that had an African American former slave run for office. And he was supported by Republicans, by poor white farmers, and others, and they essentially elected John Adams Hyman to become the first black congressman in 1865, first black former slave to be elected. So you can see how it can work to bring different perspectives together. But both parties had problems with the threat of having fresh thinking coming forward. And so in Wisconsin, the Republican Party was dominating the elections, and there were two elections in the late 1800s where there were Democratic governors elected because they had support from independent voters. And so the legislature approved discontinuing the and disallowing fusion voting. And of course, the governor then signed that bill.
So you're part of this, as part of this group, United Wisconsin, that's suing the Elections Commission to allow fusion voting. What's the next step in that process? Are you hopeful for a positive outcome?
Well, it's going to go through the litigation process and as many steps along the way. It actually could take up to 2 years to go through the process. But our goal is to get in interpretations by the various levels in our court system, an appeal, and ultimately we'd like to bring it to the state Supreme Court.
Opponents of this to this idea have answered that, in fact, a Republican Party spokesperson has told the Associated Press not too long ago that this kind of thing would confuse voters. And it's not surprising to me that they would come to that conclusion, because this is not an issue that a lot of people have heard about. They also said that this might cause an election integrity nightmare. Do you find those concerns valid, and how can you address those?
Well, it's not surprising that the two major parties aren't enthusiastic about bringing forward alternatives.
Well, this is a very complex issue, and if people are interested in learning more about it, your organization is kind of bringing together a presentation of sorts this week on Wednesday. Tell me how people can participate in that if they want to.
Well, essentially, we're going to have two of the co-founding members of the United Wisconsin Board, former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz and former Democratic Governor of Dane County, David Mahoney, and Christine Andrews, who is the Executive Director of the group United Wisconsin. So I would recommend that you go to the Leader Ethics website. That's leaderethics, one word, .us, and it'll give you the information on the upcoming program. It's an in-person program, and so you can come out. It's at 12:30 at around the noon hour on Wednesday, August 6th. However, we've also made arrangements for live streaming the program. If you go to the website, it'll give you a link so that you can log into the live stream as well.
Lee Rosch is the executive director of the La Crosse-based nonpartisan group Leader Ethics. Lee, thank you very much for the conversation today.
Thank you, Ezra.
Of course, we reached out to the Wisconsin Elections Commission about this subject, and they replied to us saying that they're not able to comment on ongoing litigation. I'm Ezra Wall. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.